Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joanne Black back on the show. Joanne is a nine-year, that's right, more than nine-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that for longevity? How about that for stickiness? How about that for commitment to small businesses? She's got it. She is one of the great members of our Brain Trust, the founder of No More Co-Calling. She's the author of one of my favorite books, Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. She's our good friend, Joanne Black. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, 9 years, Jim? I can't believe
More than nine. I know it. And thank you for 9 great years. Hey, Joanne, one of the things that when I talk to salespeople, and we talk, you know, usually what I tell them is, I say, you know what? I'm not going to talk to you about closing business, about how to close and all that. I said, you're probably pretty darn good at that. I said, but what you're probably not very good at is prospecting, especially in the current age. And so I one of the things I tell them is you know what? If I were selling like you are, even though I do sell every day, but if I were in a job where that was my assignment, I'd be waking up every morning thinking, how can I get a referral today? How do I get a referral? Because referrals are gold, aren't they?
Well, you know that's what I believe and I feel and I know, and I proved it. Absolutely. But there's a real challenge. I'm glad you spoke about not closing, because I blogged about this a lot as well, that it's never, ever about closing, Jim. It's always something we neglected to do earlier in the sales process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure you hear this a lot. I hear it a lot. Oh, my salespeople can't close. Well, no, that is not the problem. That's the symptom, right? And so we have to go figure out, what didn't I do
right
that I could have done so the outcome would be different? And a close should really be like walking.
Yeah.
It should be one foot in front of the other. Of course, there's going to be a few glitches. I have them, too. But it's more that things have been postponed for very valid reasons.
Right.
Like one of my clients was the head of sales for North America, and it was a European company, and they fired the head of sales in Europe. So my client took over Europe. Well, I know things are going to get stalled, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the right time. So things will happen that are beyond our control, but we need to carefully examine what's in our control from the very beginning.
Well, you know, in the old days, when a lot of people got through the door and the decision maker had a lot of different proposals to sort through, if you couldn't close, I mean, you had to be a really good closer to be able to break through that big bunch at the end. But today, I think you agree with me, there are no big bunches at the end. The big bunches are trying to get through the door to start with, and only a limited number are allowed through, so the closing process has a lot less clutter. And so if you get through to the closing process, you know, you're probably a pretty darn good at what you do, and you got a pretty good shot at getting the business. I think if somebody says to me, my salespeople aren't closing, I'm probably going to say, I think it's not because they're not closing. I think it's because they're not prospecting right. They're not getting quality prospects. To me, isn't it all about quality these days instead of numbers?
That's what it's about. And too many of us fool around with, oh, that would be a great lead. Or I saw this person on social media. Or, oh, look what happened to that company. I'm going to call them. No, mm-hmm. that is cold. People don't know us. They don't expect to hear from us. We waste our time. And as business owners, as salespeople, we can't waste time.
Mm-hmm. Ours or theirs, but especially not theirs.
And then, no, either. So thinking about what's the best way to get to our decision maker. And it is through a referral introduction, because that differentiates us from everybody else. right?
That's exactly right, because I'll tell you, a referral means that you've gotten to one degree of separation away from the person you want to talk to.
Well,
one degree
exactly.
of separation is huge.
It is our biggest competitive differentiator.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when I was giving a presentation at a sales meeting, this guy in the back of the room raises his hand and he said, Joanne, when I'm introduced, I am in there talking to my decision maker. Well, my competition is still trying to figure out who that person is.
Right, exactly. When you've gotten a referral, you're making you're almost closing the deal when the other guy's still wondering where to go. Hold on to that thought, ladies and gentlemen. Joanne Black and I will be right back. NoMoreColdCalling.com, is that right, Joanne?
That's correct.
NoMoreColdCalling.com is the website. Quick break. 20 tails. Stay with us.
I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.